The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, Texans have a backup quarterback. How excited are you? And lots of other stuff to get to, so let's just jump right in. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood, and apparently Stormageddon is coming.
Stormy Daniels?
No. Stormageddon.
Oh.
I don't think Stormy Daniels.
What's that mean? Is it going to rain?
Yeah, apparently.
For the next month or what?
I don't know. I was looking at my next door thing, and I got like a thing about severe weather expected over the next 2 days. Do we know anything about this, John? Are you in on this?
No, I don't.
Because honestly, I don't know unless I get something like that it's supposed to rain. If I'm going to do something outside, I'll look it up a couple days before. But it's probably going to rain because I just washed my car this weekend.
That makes sense.
And it's looking all sharp and everything. It looks brand new. And yeah, so it's going to rain. But yeah, what's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
A little bit of everything. I'm in a great mood today for a Tuesday. We'll see how long it lasts.
Why are you in such a great mood?
I just am. I had a great workout today. I just feel really good physically.
Okay.
So, yeah, all good.
Well, good for you.
Life does not suck.
Good for you.
Something about, and I'm actually thinking I'm going to, I may change my, I mean, I love the gym that I go to, but I'm spending so much time at the office now. I'm thinking it makes more sense to join that 24 around the corner so that when I'm here in the mornings, I can go work out and then come back.
The one around the corner down Westheimer or
yeah,
the one over there on Richmond?
The one on Westheimer because it's only like 2 minutes away.
Right.
So I'm thinking I might have to do that because I'm here so much. And then I'd work out in the afternoons instead of the mornings. I don't know how that'll go over. But this is like a major deal to change my routine.
Well.
But it kind of makes sense because I have to be here so much.
I don't like change. You don't like change. No one likes change.
No. But it kind of makes sense because I'm trying to, you know, we're building the empire here at Gal Media.
Yes.
And I'm involved in some of that. So, you know, come here, work, go work out. It's a lot healthier than go home and then it's like, oh, I got all this other crap I got to do. And then you wind up maybe squeezing in 30 or 45 minutes if you're lucky. Or you wait too long. It's like, I got to go back to the office now. So I'm thinking from a tactical perspective, this makes more sense.
Okay.
But we shall see.
Hey, is the internet slow for you?
No. But I haven't really tried much with it. I mean, I just basically logged on to, I log on to my Gmail, log on to the show notes, the text line, Twitter.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up all my stuff for the day, and it's all taking forever to pop up.
Well, I think maybe your laptop is revolting against you from yesterday.
Could be mad that I didn't bring him along.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know how you managed to get through
it. Oh, you don't need me, huh?
Got through a whole show without me.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nobody even noticed.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see how that works today, pal.
Could be the case. I don't know.
So, your Texans have a backup quarterback?
They do. And, I mean, listen. There was a lot of people who thought that the move for the Texans when it came to backup quarterback was just to use a late round pick on one. And I was of the belief that I would rather have an experienced guy backing up my young quarterback. And if you've got an experienced quarterback, that's when you're okay having a young guy who can learn from him. And listen, we know what Brandon Whedon is.
Yeah.
We've seen it. And he ain't great. But do we think he's better than what Tom Savage was?
Absolutely.
To me, the answer is yes.
Well, we both said that last year. And it's funny, I've seen people being critical of them signing Brandon Whedon. It's like, oh, there's an answer. You're not looking for an answer at your quarterback position.
No.
You're looking for a guy who can step in and win a couple games for you, which He was able to do a couple years ago for the Texans.
The Texans, one of their biggest mistakes, in my opinion, was last season, at the beginning of the season, not naming Brandon Weeden the starter, the week one starter. And listen, Brandon Weeden, was he going to be the long-term starter? Everyone knew that wasn't the case. But he was the most experienced guy. He was the guy who had actually played some games, who'd actually thrown some touchdown passes in his life. And they said, no, Tom Savage is our guy. And everything fell apart.
That was pretty much the whole season in a nutshell. Because the reality is, Brandon Weeden's not, we know he's not good. But for a backup quarterback, you could do a lot worse. Now you go draft a guy that you can develop a little bit. And hey, if you get lucky and the guy winds up being a lot better than you thought, and he's better than Brandon Weeden, great.
Yeah.
If not, then God forbid Watson gets hurt again. And I say this a lot. It's not just about, oh, guy blows his knees out for the year. I mean, there are going to be games where he's banged up and maybe he misses two games.
Could happen.
Well, if you have a guy.
It happens to most guys, in fact.
It does. And if you just go out there and can go 500 in those two games, that's all you're asking. And Brandon Weeden can do that for you.
To me, the ideal situation last year would have been for Brandon Weeden to take the starting job and maintain it through the six games that Deshaun Watson played, because that was a pretty tough six-game stretch. Had Weeden been able to captain the ship until then, and then you start Watson off in a position to succeed in week seven.
And then he doesn't die?
Week eight, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he doesn't die. Who knows what the season looks like, but obviously hindsight is 2020, but we did say it at the time, too.
I think, absolutely, and that's the thing. I will stand by this. I don't think the guy is any good, but as a backup goes, you can do a lot worse, and you've seen him in their system. So, you know, I'm okay with this, I don't know that you're going to go out there and get anybody that's a light years better at this stage to be your backup quarterback, so... for those of you saying, oh, this is terrible, it's not terrible.
No, he's fine.
No, he's functional. He's a lot more functional than Tom Savage. So I'm okay with it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So we got a lot of stuff to get to today. Can I do my quick plug for Sports Map? Because it is absolutely loaded today. It is loaded with cool stuff. And it's funny because... I want to take a second to thank the Blitzers, because you guys are clearly going to the page, man. The numbers are huge. But we got Joel Blank with a video on Trevor Ariza will be the key for the Rockets in the postseason, because he's been there before.
Okay.
Barry Warner did an interview with Jim Nantz, where Jim Nantz said really nice things about him at the end.
Oh, okay. So that part's probably made up.
I'd like to call it poignant, because he told Barry, you were the guy who told me I could succeed when I was getting started. A tradition like no other. Jim Nance.
Barry. Barry's a trip.
He is a trip. I love him, though. And Patrick Creighton says, don't worry about Kyle Tucker being sent down. He'll be up later this summer. That's his column.
Okay.
Raheel has five things he's excited about.
I don't even
April.
Know if that's true, by the way. I think he might be out a whole nother season.
Well, you don't need him. I mean, the only thing that happens, okay, let's say Springer's out. You get to June.
If there's an injury.
You get past the clock.
Right.
And say Springer's going to be out for 2 months.
There's an injury to a starter.
And he's killing it at AAA. You might try it. But otherwise, if you don't need the guy.
If everybody plays like they played last year.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen. Do you really think Reddick's going to play as well? Do you think Marwin's going to play as well?
Not,
and so if one of those guys goes into a prolonged slump, maybe you think about it. And by the way, Derek Fisher, at some point, he might actually turn into something. He was supposed to be good too. So, but that's Creighton's column today. Raheel had five things he's excited about in April in the sports world. None of them the draft. So,
okay.
We have from yesterday, Ken Hoffman's new ballpark foods, which I mentioned yesterday's show. But and then our buddy Disco Biscuit is back. She wrote a camping story. She went to Fort Boggy State Park for spring break with her daughter.
That's a made up place.
It's a first experience for her daughter camping. So
Fort Boggy.
Yeah, there was a snake involved, so it's worth reading. It's fun stuff. So all on Sports Map. Check it out today. And I think the Kyle Tucker thing, you know, it's like, boy, how good is your roster that you don't even need to look at a guy like that? Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're in good shape now.
Yeah, yeah. 713 780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, man, there's just a bunch of stuff to get to today. Texter asked, and this is something that I think comes up every year, do you think Wade Phillips will have the drop next year with his defense, even with all the new players? I wonder if turning it over as much as they did
avoids that.
Yeah, he doesn't have that regression.
I don't know. I've always wondered if that, like, if is that real or is it like a Madden curse?
It's pretty real.
Like, I mean,
I think what happens, I don't know. I think a lot of times guys come in and respond right away to a guy like that. It's like, okay, here's a new system.
It's a respected name.
Yeah, yeah, but he does kind of play his system. And let's be honest, he's also had some really great players in some of the places he's gone to. I mean, JJ was in his prime when he came here. He got Von Miller in Denver, along with a bunch of other guys who could play, and he did a great job of using those guys. And by the way, the Rams are pretty damn loaded on defense, too.
Yeah. I think they've got the best defensive player in the league, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, and now he's got Ndamukong Suh next to him.
Yeah, that's a scary thought, man. That is a scary thought. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Yeah,
second year, because those second year Blues, I mean, maybe they've been real in the past.
They may regress a little bit in terms of numbers, but there's too much talent on that defense for them to
fail. Yeah. I'm with you,
unless they have multiple injuries,
right?
But
yes, that's possible. That happens to everybody.
Yeah, and see, that caveat goes for every team,
right?
It's like, boy, if they don't have a bunch of injuries, they're going to be really good.
Yes.
So, Tim Burgess, who actually wrote this for the site yesterday, says, don't know if you saw today, but Dan Raphael strongly feels Canelo Triple G2 will be called off. Okay, first off, Tim, good story you wrote yesterday. Second off, don't be bringing us that evil.
Don't bring bad news.
Yeah. Look, it's a Tuesday. We're trying to be positive here. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to, create an entertaining show for the people, and you're trying to bring us down. Because, yeah, I'm already looking at, okay, I'm going to play this tournament. I'm going to hang out with these friends on this night, and I got my whole Vegas thing already planned. It's in stone. So, no, you can't be calling off the fight. Don't be bringing this negative energy. So, I wonder if they do Canelo somebody else. I mean, or Golovkin.
Golovkin somebody. Yeah. But who else is going to bring that money? And who else is going to bring that Cinco de Mayo crowd?
Well, that's the thing. I can't imagine not having a fight in Vegas on Cinco de Mayo.
I think they're going to make it happen.
That's communism, yeah.
And honestly, I've said this before.
Give Golovkin some tainted meat.
Golovkin needs that money.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had all the mega fights that Canelo's had, so he's not as financially secure. He's getting older.
Well,
and he wants this fight bad.
And I don't know how many big fights he has left. I mean, he's already slowing down a little bit from what we used to see out of him. And, this is another big payday. I think if I'm him, it's like, dude, if you want to write up. I'll just shoot some Winstrol the night before the fight. We'll go. It's all good. Let's make this happen, get paid, and move on. And if we all get suspended afterwards, I don't really care because we'll be cashing our $100 million from the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Hey, baseball starts tomorrow.
It does.
You like
No, I thought it starts Thursday.
Thursday, excuse me. I'm a day off. I keep thinking today's Wednesday because Tuesday, usually everybody's just foul mood, but so far today it's all right. Although once the rain starts coming, people are going to be foul when they're having to drive with all these other idiots. All right, but Thursday, you know what you can get in on Thursday? Fantasy baseball, daily fantasy baseball. But with draft, you've got something completely different. On draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Your drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And I love this. I've been playing hockey all week on draft, and it's great because if you want a great player, then the cool thing is if you get them on your team, somebody else can't have them. In the other leagues, you could have that guy and then five other people have him, but it doesn't do you any good. But all you have to do is outdraft people, and if you're a good drafter, then this is for you. You can play for cold hard cash. You get paid out the next day too, which is awesome. Drafts start as low as a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone, and you can play for a lot more than that if you want. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump in and play a little hockey tonight on the break here. I'm going to set up my draft, and it's cool because with hockey, you get five players, goalie, defenseman, and three forwards, and you're drafting against other people. And all I got to tell you is people I've been drafting against lately, not so good. Join me on draft today. Just search draft in your app store or play right from your computer or draft.com, and for a limited time only, guess what? You want to get in a free entry into a real money baseball draft? All Blitzers. When you make your first deposit, use my promo code FRED, you're in. That's right, playing a real money game for free just for using my promo code FRED when you make that first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED. That's draft.com.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I went down and I test rode a bike the other day. Awesome bike, a Road King, the newest Road Kings that just really look amazing. And listen, whatever my needs for my bike, I take them down. I take my bike down to Republic Harley-Davidson. It's not the closest dealership to me, but I don't care. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. 7 master technicians at Republic Harley. That's way more than any other dealer in the city. You know the job's going to get done right. If you haven't seen their inventory, it's hard for me to explain to you. You'd have to see it for yourself to understand its glory. The inside full of new bikes, every model, every color you could dream of. And outside, they've got a ton of pre-owned Harleys as well. And right now, when you buy a new Harley at Republic, you get maintenance for life. I've been to the other dealerships. I've talked to the people there, the staff at Republic. Nobody compares to them. They're off the charts professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and they're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. Bike nights every third Thursday of the month through October. They've got live music on the outdoor stage, food, door prizes, and this year they're giving away a free Harley-Davidson motorcycle, but you can only register to win at bike night. More events you go to, more chances you have to register, and in October, somebody's walking away with a Harley. Whatever your needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. All I know is thing I can read on the board there is the real something. So I don't know what comes after that. I think we need to let people know that when they type in really long names, that there's only so much room on there. So you're going to get the real
Charles.
Charles.
The real Charles, huh?
As opposed to the fake Charles. What's up, real Charles?
As opposed to Charles.
Yeah, last week there was a fake Charles that called into the Blitz. So this is the real Charles that calls into the Blitz. I just want to talk about the Los Angeles Rams. If they actually pull off this OBJ trade, would they be the favorite to not only win the NFC, but the whole thing? I mean, you look at what they've done on defense with Peters and Aqib Talib and Sue with Donald, Todd Gurley as running back. That sounds like an NFL super team to me. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think that it still boils down to how much do you trust Jared Goff. And last year he looked really good. The year before he looked like he didn't even belong in the league. My guess is he probably fits somewhere in between last year and 2 years ago. And if he's that and the rest of the team is great, they've got a shot. I don't know if they'd be favored, though.
Yeah, I still think they're going to be behind Minnesota simply because of the quarterback upgrade there, perceived quarterback upgrade, certainly. They're still going
to
be behind.
We don't have to say perceived. I mean,
I don't know how much better you're going to get out of Kirk Cousins than what you got out of Keenum last year. I mean, if you just look at the raw numbers and what the guy was able to do, do I think Kirk Cousins has more upside and more promising? Absolutely. But you can't dismiss what the guy did last year playing quarterback for him. I just don't know that you're going to get that. You're no guarantee you're getting that kind of production again. Let's just say that. I mean, he'll throw for more yards, okay. I think. But
yeah, I would say, I mean, Case Keenum threw for 3,500 yards last year, which.
In what? How many games? Like 13, 14?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. So, I mean, that could have easily been 4,000 plus if he plays the whole season.
Okay. Well, 4,000 plus would be like the average Kirk Cousins season. And Kirk Cousins a couple years ago threw for like 5,000. So,
yeah, but
I think
you know that's not a very good gauge either, just pure yardage. I mean, that's just one piece of the puzzle. But, yes, at least the perception is they've upgraded a quarterback. And you should have Dalvin Cook back, which would make a huge difference.
No doubt.
And their defense is intact. So I think Minnesota may actually be favored over Philadelphia before it's all said and done. But you still got those two ahead of them. I don't have too many more teams, though, that I'm going to say, yeah, those guys will be a shorter price than the Rams when it's all said and done.
No.
I don't know that there's another one. And we were talking about the Texans being 8-1 to win the AFC. And I haven't checked it since the Sue signing. Do you know what the Rams were to win the NFC?
What?
8-1. Rams, same odds to win their conference as the Texans are to win theirs. But
maybe that's a little surprising.
Well, not really, because if you look at the AFC, the Patriots are going to get bet, period. But after that, do you really feel good about anybody?
I think the Steelers will also get bet.
Yeah, and they're 1-2. So after that, I think everybody looks at it and say it's a crapshoot. And you could see either one of those teams falling back to the pack, too, I think. And in the NFC, I don't know. I think you've got a tougher path because, you know, even though the Seahawks have lost a lot of guys, I still don't think that division is going to be that easy for the Rams. I think the Rams are the best team in that division, but I still think the Seahawks can play. I think the Cardinals, I don't know what they're going to get out of their quarterback position, but they've still got talent. And we don't know what the 49ers are going to be. 49ers play like they did the last six games of the year. Just getting by them is going to be tough.
Yeah.
So while I think they're the best team in that division going in, the other thing too is you'd also have to get by either the Eagles or the Vikings, maybe both. So I think the path is tougher for the Rams. I think if the Rams were in the AFC, I bet they'd be third favorite and they'd be close.
Probably.
Maybe even second favorite. They might even be ahead of the Steelers.
Probably. But even if the Rams are probably better on paper than the Packers are, the Packers will still probably be a shorter price at the end of the day.
Probably. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy when the season started. Yeah. But, I think they're good, and I'm interested to see that group on the field next year. Dustin tweeted us that the Titans have agreed to terms with former Texans guard Xavier Suofilo. So Titans just went from plus 400 to win the division to plus 600.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, okay.
Just imagine being like an early round draft pick. It's unlimited chances. Like you could be the worst player and someone will still say, yeah, but what if he ever meets up to what we thought he could be? It's crazy.
Yeah. I want to know what Mike Vrabel saw in Xavier Suofilo in practice every day that he thought, you know what, we need to go sign that guy. Because certainly didn't show it in the games. 713-780-ESPN said, all things being equal, I'd rather have Goff last year than Cousins any year. I think
Kirk Cousins is the most disrespected quarterback in the league.
Well, he's your new Jay Cutler. That's the thing.
Okay.
I think he's a guy who puts up a lot of stats, a lot of passing yards. He also makes a lot of mistakes. He's a better version of Blake Bortles, in my opinion.
God.
And hey, Blake Bortles just went to an AFC Championship game. I'm not saying he's good. But I think Cousins is a higher volume Blake Bortles. He's going to throw for some touchdowns. He's going to throw for some yards. He's going to turn the ball over.
Here's why I don't think that's true. Blake Bortles is like a career 65% passer. Kirk Cousins is. Blake Bortles has never approached 65%. He's under 60% for his career. And Kirk Cousins has had years where he was 70%. I mean, that's... Bad quarterbacks don't throw 70%. They just don't.
Well, part of it was the offense he was in. He's throwing the ball 10 yards on most of those plays. Come on. That's how Sam Bradford put up all the numbers against the Saints. If you go back and look at that game, he was throwing the ball 8 yards every play. And that you can do that.
So is the offense in Minnesota going to be significantly different? Just said Sam Bradford did it.
No, it's not going to
be. So go out there and throw 70%.
They've got a new OC, so I don't know what they're going to do. But yeah. But I also think, I don't trust Kirk Cousins in a clutch situation. I don't trust him because I haven't seen him in it. And I haven't seen him do very well when he's been in it. But is he surrounded by more talent than he's ever had? Absolutely. Why do you think Case Keenum put up the numbers he did?
Yeah, Blake Bortles' career passer rating, 80.8. Kirk Cousins, 93.7. I think comparing those two guys, that's a joke.
What did I say? He was a better Blake Bortles.
Yeah, but that's
AJ.
Not even in the same neighborhood.
Well, yeah, no, I'm gonna tell you why it's in the same neighborhood. Go look at Blake Bortles 2015.
Okay.
4,400 yards, 35 TDs, 18 picks.
Okay.
He also fumbled the ball a bunch.
And less than 60% passer.
Less than 60% passer, but an 88.2 rating. Point being, high volume yards, high volume touchdowns, lots of turnovers, and in bad situations. Cousins a better version of that.
All right. I don't see the comparison, but that's fine. Show me the year where Kirk Cousins had 18 interceptions. I don't think you'll find it in his stat list. He doesn't do that.
He does turn the ball over in bad situations, though.
Okay.
I mean, come on, you can't ignore that. That's the thing. It's real easy to just sit there and
look
at. I
mean, what quarterback besides Brady and Rodgers doesn't? I saw Russell Wilson throw some bad interceptions last year. Like, who you're looking for this perfect guy.
No, I'm not. I'm
telling
just,
you,
I'm looking
to
for
compare Kirk Cousins to Blake Bortles is a slap in the face.
Well, I if we're going to just look at who got the farthest with
Yeah, you saw Deshaun Watson play six games, and you're ready to, like, give him the hand love. I don't get it. This dude has been consistent for the last three seasons, putting up big numbers, and everybody's like, yeah, but and you say, well, what kind of running game did he have in Washington? He didn't have one. What kind of receivers did he have? He didn't really have any. He's still putting up numbers. I don't get why anyone is doubting Kirk Cousins. To me, he's outperformed what anybody's expectations could have been.
So he's your new Jay Cutler is what he is. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, it is.
All right.
That's the guy you've fallen in love with.
And if you wanted to compare, you wanted to say, like, okay, Jay Cutler's a better version of Blake Bortles, that's fine. Because Jay Cutler's, you know, he hovers around 62-63% for his career as a passer. He turns the ball over a lot. Kirk Cousins doesn't do those things. I don't know where he's gotten this reputation from. It's very odd to me. He's the dude. The most interceptions he's had in a year in his career is 13. I just don't understand why everyone is so down.
But it's when you throw the interception.
Oh, come on! You don't remember every interception that dude threw.
I've seen a lot of games where clutch situations.
Give me one game where he did that.
You know what? I'll go back.
You'll go back and look it up. But you're saying you remember all these times. You don't remember.
I don't remember exact games. No, I'm an old man.
And let's face it, the Redskins weren't in a lot of games that were key games in the last 3 years. It's not a very talented team.
I don't think they're as bad as you're saying they are.
All right,
so.
If they weren't that bad, this is
your new Jay Cutler. This is your new project that you're going to turn Kirk Cousins into a top five quarterback.
I'm not trying to say he's a top five quarterback, but I mean you're putting him in a category that he doesn't belong in.
I said he's a better Blake Bortles. Okay. That means he's better than Blake Bortles.
Well, okay, well he's a lesser Tom Brady.
Oh,
it sounds stupid, doesn't it?
No, that's not even.
It is. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You're taking a bad quarterback and saying, oh well, he's a better version of that. I'm taking a great one and saying he's a lesser version. So Tom Brady's better. But it's just, you know, it's semantics.
Yeah, right. Like, you're talking about the greatest quarterback of his time versus a guy who is still developing and just took his team to the AFC Championship game.
He didn't take that team anywhere.
Oh, okay.
He rode that team to the AFC Championship game.
Okay. Hitmaker Vandal says, a Cowboys fan, I hate to see Cousins go. Fake numbers.
Oh, okay, Cowboy fan. Yeah. Maybe you should worry about your own quarterback. Let me tell you that. The fake numbers from year one, and suddenly, oh, this guy's the best quarterback in the whole wide world. Yeah, slow down.
I love how you have these certain guys that you just fall in love with.
Dude, I'm not in love with
him. Jay Cutler was one
of them. I'm not in love with Kirk Cousins. I just think it's ridiculous for you to put him in the same conversation as Blake Bortles.
Fine, he's a better Jay Cutler. How's that?
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
But there's no statistical comp that warrants that.
What?
Like, there's no statistical comparison that warrants comparing Kirk Cousins to either Blake Bortles or Jay Cutler.
I'm talking about how they look on the field. I'm talking about eye tests with Bortles and Cutler.
Okay. Well, scout away then. Mm-hmm. I mean, all right. We'll throw him
in.
He's a better Blake Bortles. All right.
Is he as good as Matt Ryan, who's another guy that you...
I don't know.
Spank his monkey all the time?
I don't know.
No, he's not as good as
I don't think he is. But he's also had Jay Gruden's been his coach for the last 3 years. I don't know how good that guy could be. What's your limit? And Matt Ryan has Julio Jones. Matt Ryan has two great running backs behind him. Well, Kirk Cousins has done a lot with nothing.
He also had Kyle Shanahan calling plays for him at one time.
But he did.
And Kyle Shanahan wanted him.
Yeah.
More than he wanted Garoppolo, which... Did you see that story that came out last week?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
He didn't want it?
He was pissed off when they traded for Garoppolo because he wanted to go after Kirk Cousins.
Oh, well, I mean, that's...
I bet he's changed his mind now.
You know how coaches are. They're like, you know, they've got a guy. This is who they like. That's who they get in their mind. And, you know...
I got to make a check mark here. So I got to put Kirk Cousins on the list with Joe Flacco, Jay Cutler, and Carson Palmer as AJ Love Affairs.
By the way, like when Kyle Shanahan was there with Kirk Cousins wasn't the starting quarterback. Let's also mention that.
No, but he wanted
that's
a big
like
time.
His early.
But he did work with him.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that he didn't have a chance to be like the guy there because it wasn't his time yet.
All right, guys, I'll tell you what it is time for you to do. Go see the Masters. Is that on your sports bucket list? If it is, let me tell you about One Concierge. It's a company that puts together amazing trips that normal people like us, we wouldn't have access to them. How about this? The ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week. And Tiger's there. And you know what that means. Everybody's going to want to go. Here's what you can get. Chartered jet travel from Houston to Augusta. Not Atlanta. You're not going to Atlanta and then taking that long drive. You're going directly to Augusta. You get ground transportation to your premium hotel accommodations. And, of course, 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters. Course is the star, but guess who else is there? Tiger. You get to see an Augusta National, too. And if you've never been there, this is just an amazing once-in-a-lifetime event. It's worth doing. You got some other options on these trips, too. You can get golf at one of Augusta's premium courses, unlimited entry into the best 5-star hospitality club in Augusta with gourmet food and beverages. Plus, any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home. How about a private in-home chef, too? Get some buddies together and go to the Masters with One Concierge. Here's the website, jetsforgolfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters, jetsforgolfers.com. That's One Concierge.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ. A
couple of texters calling you Stephen A. Hoffman today with all the yelling. I had another thing that I was going to do to piss you off just for fun.
That's what's fun for you?
I'm going to give you quarterback A and quarterback B.
Okay, let's do it.
Quarterback A. Career completion percentage, 61.7.
Okay.
Quarterback B, 61.7. Quarterback A, 166 career touchdowns, 122 interceptions. Quarterback B, 200 touchdowns, 130 interceptions. Quarterback B, more yards per game. Quarterback rating for both guys for their career, quarterback B, 84.1. Quarterback A, 82.5. So quarterback B, better than quarterback A, but they're not that far off, right?
No. I lost track of all the numbers, but they're pretty close. They're pretty close, most
right?
Things.
Yeah, so quarterback A was one of the two guys considered the worst quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl over his career, Brad Johnson.
Okay.
Quarterback B is your beloved Joe Flacco.
Okay.
So Joe Flacco is going to be thrown into that collection of worst quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl.
Probably so. don't you think he's already in it?
Well, see, it's
at the time it didn't seem that way.
Well, at the time his career's gone downhill since then.
Absolutely,
he was pretty good before that, and he still had one of the best postseasons because they won some of those games because of him. It wasn't a thing where he just
He had a fantastic playoff run, but and great. I mean, his win loss record is I'm guessing is still pretty strong, but yeah, every year that goes by, he gets further and further into that conversation of worst guys to win a Super Bowl. Which, by the way, there's a lot of guys who move down that list every year they hang around, like Eli Manning, which I don't know that he's one of the worst to do it, but every year that he hangs around and he has garbage numbers, he moves down that list a little bit. That's definitely happened to Joe Flacco. It's happening to Joe Flacco.
Black Spotted Zebra just got blocked. Longtime blitzer.
For what?
For... what he said about me.
What did he say?
Basically implying that I'm performing oral sex on Deshaun Watson.
I mean, that's what I was trying to imply, too.
Yeah, but that's you cross the line there, Zebra. Mix in a salad, brother, if you're going to come at me with that stuff. Yep, you're totally off the cool list, bud.
Oh, come on.
Nope, that's it.
Come on.
That was such a chicken bleep tweet.
But it's so true.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
And I'm sorry. I love the guy coming out of college. I thought he was great at Clemson. You know, he went toe to toe with Alabama twice. Which how many of your beloved Kirk Cousins could do that?
He could not.
I'm just saying, there's not a lot of guys who could. And I thought that would translate to the NFL, and so far it has. But who knows? He may be broken. Who cares? We'll find out next year. We'll either be right about him or not.
Yeah, listen, I don't think you're wrong about him. I just think that. You've seen 3 strong years in a row from Kirk Cousins, and everyone still thinks it's like some kind of a fluke because he's a fourth round guy. Because he didn't have the Deshaun Watson pedigree.
I don't know if that's it. And I'm not comparing those two because I don't think they're the same kind of player. But, I mean, I think he's more of a Garoppolo type, frankly. I mean,
God, won't you take that, though?
Well, yeah. Hey, look, if
like what you saw from Garoppolo last year, it's similar to what you saw from Watson. It's like, woohoo, look what this guy could be. But we've seen it for three friggin' years with Kirk Cousins, and everyone's still like, yeah, but.
Well, here's the thing on that. Yeah, we've seen it for, well, really 4 years now, but we've also seen that as a ceiling. I think you can look at Garoppolo, you look at Watson, and say, you know what, I think these guys can do more. And that's the difference. I don't know that you're going to get a ton more out of Kirk Cousins than what you're getting, and I don't know if that's going to be enough.
Man, if what you get out of Kirk Cousins is what you got in 2015, where he threw for 29 touchdowns and 11 interceptions and 4,200 yards, I'll take that.
You know who else had a really good year in 2015?
Who?
Blake Bortles.
Well, no, he did not. That's the year you said he had 18 interceptions,
He also had 35 touchdowns.
Oh, man.
How many times has Kirk Cousins done that?
He's not done that.
Okay.
He's not done that. You know who Kirk Cousins' numbers are basically mirrored this last season? Matt Ryan. Almost to the number.
But see, Matt
had the same season.
And here's the
only difference is Kirk Cousins threw seven more touchdowns than Matt Ryan did this year.
But he didn't match the year Matt Ryan had 2 years ago. Matt Ryan's capable of MVP type seasons. I don't think Kirk Cousins is.
Okay.
And that to me is the difference. And Matt Ryan's going to have down years too, because he's had them.
Well, Kirk Cousins in 2016, 2 years ago, Kirk Cousins threw for 4,900 yards. If you can do that, you're capable of an MVP season. Not many guys are throwing for 5,000 yards these days. I mean, it's not happening. Last year, the league leader had 4,500. So to throw for 4,900 in a season, you're capable of putting up some big numbers. Now, again, it goes back to Matt Ryan 2 years ago had a little bit more of a surrounding cast than Kirk Cousins has had or probably will even have in Minnesota. You know, that's you don't have Julio Jones in Minnesota. You don't have Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman in Minnesota. So I don't know if it's apples to apples, but I do think he's capable of putting up pretty big numbers.
Well, we'll find out because he's in a place where he should do better. I think, though, it's a little overly simplistic to look at and say, they got Kirk Cousins, they should be better. Because as much as I dislike the guy, the year Keenum had last year is going to be hard to match.
Yeah.
I mean, and it wasn't just...
But wouldn't you say that Cousins clearly has more upside than Case Keenum. We can agree on that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And
I think his best is going to be better than Case Keenum's, but I don't know if he's going to be better than what he was, what Keenum was last year, or that much better than what Keenum was last year.
Okay. I mean,
here's one for you: Nick Foles or Kirk Cousins?
I'll take Kirk Cousins. Would you not?
No, I think I mean he's
done more.
Well, from what we've seen from Nick Foles, he had an amazing 27-2 year, and then he was terrific in the playoffs. Other than that, he's been pretty mediocre.
Yeah, he's been just a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where Kirk Cousins fits into the hierarchy of quarterbacks. I don't think he's a top five guy. But, I don't think he's – I think he's around that 9 to 14 range, which ain't a bad place to be these days. I mean, unless you're –
Well, I think you're about to see a little bit of a shakeup in terms of, because I think Carson Wentz, if he plays like he did last year, is going to be top five.
He's got an unbarrow.
But I also think at some point, Brady can't keep doing what he's doing at 41.
Breeze is going to fall off.
Yeah, and
Philip Rivers is going to fall off.
Who knows if Rodgers is going to be healthy?
Ben Roethlisberger is going to fall off. I mean, it happens to everybody.
So, I mean, I think that, you know, where the hierarchy actually is next season may look completely different by the end of the year, and he may be in that range. But I need to see more consistency, and I think maybe he'll get that there because he's surrounded with better players. And I'm not saying it doesn't make them better, and I'm not saying I wouldn't rather have him as my quarterback. I'm just saying the difference between, you know, I think the difference between what you got out of Keenum last year and what you're going to get out of him this year might not be as much as people think.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
But over the long haul, 5, 6, 7 years, who would I rather have? Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear that the upside is better with Cousins.
Keith says, I don't just tuned in, so I don't know if it's been said, but isn't Cousins essentially Schaub?
I don't know, I would say he's not a turnover guy.
I would say it's a close. Well, Schaub really wasn't either until
the end when it was like he was a turnover every second guy.
I think that's probably fair, but I think Cousins has a better arm than Schaub did. Schaub did a lot with a pop gun arm,
and Schaub had the one big year statistically.
Yeah,
and then other than that, he was 40... just sort of. I don't know. You look at the last 3 years of Kirk Cousins, and I don't think Matt Schaub ever had a 3-year run like Kirk Cousins has had.
Cousins or Stafford? Somebody asked.
I think I'll take Stafford.
I will too.
I think physically he's just more blessed. Kirk Cousins has a good arm. Matt Stafford has probably the best arm. So I just feel like your upside is higher with him, and I think like the mental stuff and all that. I think it's kind of in the same area code. So I'd take Stafford, and those guys are the same age. Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, all 29 years old. Andy Dalton, 30. Would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Andy Dalton?
I think I know what Andy Dalton's upside is right now at this stage, and I think I'd rather have Cousins than him.
I mean, at their best. Even with what we've seen,
we've seen Dalton have a really good season.
It wasn't better than what Kirk Cousins can do.
But I don't think that – I also think that's his best. And if the best you get out of Kirk Cousins is 2015, that's better than Dalton.
Yeah. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There are a ton of energy providers out there, and a lot of them are offering special deals for new customers. Free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on. And you may fall for one of those, I don't want to call them tricks, but yeah, those tricks. And then later on, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. What's up with that, man? Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you will pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Just honest, upfront business from my guys over at Tri-Eagle Energy. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or go to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. It's PUCT license number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Back on The Blitz, here's a good one for you. Cousins or Rivers going forward?
Cousins?
At this stage, yeah. Rivers at his best, I would take.
Yeah, and Rivers, I mean, those guys had, I mean, fairly comparable seasons last year. More yardage for Rivers. He had a better season, not significantly though, and he's 36. I mean, he's going to be 37 next year.
I'm not sure I'd want Rivers at this point, unless I was a team like the Broncos that was trying to do a 1-year deal like you did with Manning.
But yeah, of the looking at the top 10 quarterbacks by passer rating last year. I mean, there's a good 4 of them, maybe 5 of them that are, I would say, past their prime.
Yeah.
Alex Smith was number 1. He's going to be 34 next year. Do you think he's going to keep getting better?
I think you know what you're getting with him.
He's safe and solid.
He's a guy who's not going to lose games for you.
Safe and solid. Drew Brees is going to be 39. Do you think he's going to keep getting better?
I think, if anything, guys like Brees, Brady, I don't think all 3 of them, but I'll throw 4 of them in there. Brees, Brady, Roethlisberger, Rodgers. I'm going to say 3 of those 4 regress next year.
Almost certainly.
At least 3 of those 4.
Almost certainly. Brady's 3rd. He'll be 41 next year. Carson Wentz was 4th, 26 next year.
With no offensive line for Brady.
Yeah. Jared Goff's 5th. He'll be 24 next year. Stafford will be 30 next year. He was 6th. Keenum will be 30 next year. He was 7th. Rodgers will be 35. He was 8th, and he only played 7 games.
Yeah.
Rivers will be 37 next year. Russell Wilson will be 30 next year.
Wow. I don't think of Russell Wilson as already being 30.
Yeah. But Russell Wilson, Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins, all going to be 30 next year.
Since Stafford feels older than that to me.
Yeah.
For some reason. Rob says, I bet if you put Cousins on that Jags team last year, they beat the Patriots. I don't like Blake Bortles, but he wasn't the reason they didn't win that game. And if you tell me that Kirk Cousins is going to go into Foxborough and do better than 23 at 36 for 293 and a touchdown and a 98.5 rating, okay, then yeah, they'd beat him. But that was he played pretty well. He really did. They just they got conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they got out coached. They got and that's going to happen too. And that's the other part. As much as I love Deshaun Watson, let me make this clear. I still don't trust Bill O'Brien to get the most out of this guy. I mean, we saw a nice little 6-game stretch where he did, but
right.
Teams didn't have a chance to adjust. And that's going to be as much on O'Brien as it is on Watson, and I don't trust him.
And you still have to think about, like, man, what if there was a better quarterback here or a better coach here? What could this quarterback do?
And that's the thing. I'll be real interested to see what Frank Reich does in Indy, because that's a guy we talked about when it looked like they might move on from O'Brien. And, you know, when you start looking at even ranking the coaches in the division, I don't know if Frank Reich's not better than Bill O'Brien. I think we'll find out.
That's what I'm saying.
And, you know, you don't know until a guy's in that situation. But, you know, I know what O'Brien is, which is a fairly mediocre coach. I think I'm pretty sure I'd take Doug Marrone over him simply because he seems to have a better grasp on overall game planning. But I'd take O'Brien over Vrabel because I've only got 1 year of a defensive coordinator who was brutal, who they would have had to fire if he stayed here.
I don't think they would have, but I think they should have.
They'd have had to reassign him.
Yeah.
There's no way you'd let him be defensive coordinator again. So I think from that, we'll see.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Rockets. 2018-19 season tickets that are on sale now. And you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never, ever before, because for the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next 3 seasons with a 3-year club seat ticket package. That's 3 special seasons for 1 special price. And this team obviously is special right now. And that means over the next couple of years, ticket prices could go up for some people. But not for you, not with this deal. You don't have to worry about the price of season tickets going up. You're going to be locked in with these 3-year seat ticket packages. And if you purchase now, you get priority for this year's playoff tickets. There's going to be a lot of playoff basketball in Houston this year. You're guaranteed to get in on it. The 3-year VIP plan is offered only for the club seats right now, but all the other price levels are on sale as well. Go to rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today. That's rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.